239-1310. That's afternoon's name is on the program Tuesday. In our first hour, we'll talk about the problem of nursing homes. Should there be more nursing homes built to deal with the growth in persons, senior citizens in the Indianapolis area and across the state? Or because of the fact that not every space in existing nursing homes are filled, we don't need to add any more. It's a debate. We'll hear, one of the sides, aside from existing nursing home operators, on the program in our first hour on Tuesday. On Monday, there is a historic building, a historic church down in West Baden, Indiana. That's right next to French Lick. And it's a church that was built to serve the African American community in West Baden and French Lick back in the day when they had the hotel before there was a casino. Big fancy hotel that people came literally from all over the country, to patronize that hotel. And that church now is the West Baden Colored Church. It is one of the top 10 endangered structures in the state of Indiana. We'll find out more about it and what we can do as a community to help. Also, we'll talk with Earl Phelan of the Phelan Academies. That's one of the new charter schools that started up this year. We'll find out how they're going, what's their plans for expansion next year. All that and more on the program as we go into the following week. Back to the phones and Kathy. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
How are you
this afternoon?
I'm fine. What's up?
I'm calling about what makes a good mom.
Yeah.
My mom had 12 children, 6 boys, 6 girls. And she worked full-time at Ayers when we were growing up. But she always took time to teach us how to be gentlemen and ladies. She took time to teach us the right morals. And as I grew up listening to the other callers talk about how when they got a job that the one lady said her mom reached back to get her check.
Uh-huh.
When we got jobs, mom didn't have to ask us for our check. We automatically gave them to her.
Voluntarily?
I'm sorry?
Voluntarily?
Voluntarily. we gave her our checks, and or we would give her half of our checks, but then we would take care of our younger brothers and sisters. Like I would buy their clothes for the summer, for school, whatever they needed. We would buy those things for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I became a mother, I tried to emulate the same things that my mother had emulated, had taught me. And so with my children, they did the same things that we did as children. When they got jobs, they automatically brought their money home and said, "Here, Mama, here's the money. Do what you need to do with it."
Mm.
And it's being a good mother is teaching your children the right morals, teaching them a love of God. That is one of the things that is missing in our younger generation. And a lot of the younger generation, the people that, they don't have a love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And because they don't have a love of God, they don't fear anything. And that's one of the reasons why we have such high crime rates, because they have not been taught to fear God. And one last thing I would like to say, and that is, being a good mother is showing your children what it is to be a lady. Showing your children what it is to carry yourself in the proper way. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 that a woman who is a good mother, her children will bless her in the street.
Mm. Good points. Good points. I appreciate, Kathy, thank you very, very much for your contribution. Very much appreciated. Let me go to Robert at 239-1310. Hi, Robert.
How you doing, Amos? Hi. I was just, the program today you got about mothers. Well, my mother, from day one, she was a strong lady. Her and my grandmother, raised me. I was the only child. And, even, in the beginning, she let me know that there was rules. It was a certain time, even up into my teens, of what time I should be home. Because if I allowed 12 o'clock to catch me, she would always say, "Stay wherever you were." So I didn't like that too well. So I was always on time. And another thing, my mother, she never was too tired after she got off of her job to sit down and read to me every day until I've gotten grown, and I've carried that habit over into life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing. I'm so glad. And a lot of the things that she taught me along the way, I'm a senior citizen now, I rely on them. And at the time she was telling me this, it was a little hard to comprehend, but as I matured and went through life, I see that they were true then and they are true today. And she always taught me love, respect for spirituality, and the Bible.
Right.
So I this carried over into my life.
Right. All right. I think you're cutting out. Let me move on to Gene. Thank you, Robert, at 239-1310. Hi there.
Thanks, Amos, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay, yes. I think what makes a good mother, there is two words, and you cannot leave them out. The first one is love. The second one is sacrifice. And the reason I say that is because the love and the sacrifice that my mother gave me when she got ill and I had to take care of her for 13 years, the love and the sacrifice that she had given me, that was brought back to my remembrance. So I had to give her that same love and that same sacrifice. So what I'm saying is what you sow is what you reap.
Mm-hmm.
So when a mother gives the love and the sacrifice, she has to remember that will come back to her.
All right, great points, and we've heard those. We have heard those two words, Gene, over and over: love and sacrifice. And I think sacrifice is the area that may have broken down among some moms today. They may not understand what real sacrifice is, or some of them, you know, have gone through the Great Recession and really didn't, you know, that, well, for some that was sacrifice, but that's not like the sacrifice of others who went through the Great Depression and other things. But the great points, Gene. Let me go to Miss M at 239-1310. Hi there. Miss M?
Hello.
You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, I was just going to say that I am a Hoosier.
Yes,
and I'm the oldest of 9 children.
Mm-hmm.
When I came along, we all had to go to church, Sunday school, everything closed.
Mm-hmm.
When I came along, now I'm in my 70s now,
mm-hmm.
80s. But this is what has happened to a lot of us because we do not have that home getting together. And we have to have the table. That dinner table is from where we came. And my father prayed, and there would be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever was on the table, we were glad to have.
You know, and somebody mentioned that in our first hour.
Oh, they did.
They kind of mentioned when they sat down as a family.
Yes, and we had to say a Bible verse
mm-hmm.
after prayer, and we were great. We enjoyed it. So that means a lot to me.
All right, good points. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to go to John at 239-1310. Hi, John.
Hey, Amos. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Let me tell you this true story, which I think makes a good mother. October the 2nd, 1977, it was this lady had her son go to laundromat at Sherman in Massachusetts because he had some sisters. They wouldn't go and do the family laundry. So he went up there and did the laundry, and the guy got hit by a train, and he almost died. Mm. And during that time, he was in the hospital when he was able to start eating the regular food in the hospital. He wouldn't eat the food, and this lady, when she didn't get a ride, she used to walk out there to the hospital and bring him food, lunch, and dinner every day after she get off of work. And that's a true story there. Mm. And this lady, she's an outstanding mother. And that lady is my mother, Martha.
Mm.
Yep. You can check it out. I mean, I still got the article. I carry that with me all the time. And I've been blessed. And my mother did that for it. I've just been blessed.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Let me go to Regina at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I came in on the tail end, but they said you're talking about what makes a great mom.
Yeah, we're asking people, what makes a good mom? What makes a successful mom? What makes a mom successful?
My mother, she used to make sure that we were held accountable for stuff. If we, like one time, one of my brothers stole something from a store, she made him take it back, and she was right there with him.
Mm-hmm.
Whooped his behind, made him take it back and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that she used to do that I would never forget is that she would always say, oh, there's nothing to eat, and look in the cabinets, and it wasn't anything that we can visualize as making into a meal.
Mm-hmm.
She would go in there and whip up some stuff, and sometimes use that government cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, she's the only person I know that can make icing from scratch, and I've never figured out how she did it. And it would taste better than the ones in the can.
She made that scratch icing.
Yes, it was something she would whip up and pour it on top of a cake, and it just, oh my goodness.
Not with the government, not with the government cheese now.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, she would use that, and I mean, she would just make do with what? Not go to McDonald's, not go to, you know, get chicken nuggets and constantly feed the kids chicken nuggets.
Mm.
So,
good points. Good points, my sister.
She did that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate it. 239-1310. You know, Regina first brought it. Do they still have government cheese? Is the government? When she mentioned that, I suddenly visualized that long, like 6-inch, 7-inch, 8-inch long brick of government cheese. Do they still do that? Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310, back the phones, and Mark, hi there.
Yes, good afternoon, Amos. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I wanted to just comment on what makes a great mother.
Uh-huh.
I just remember my mother, and I'm getting ready to be 44 years old, and I remember my mama always knew how to look a whooping. And I remember being out.
To look it.
She could look a whooping, and I could be out and about. Be out at the mall or wherever in public. And I just thought about that. And she would give me that look, and I would just get back within myself. And I think today many of the moms have lost the ability to give that look a whooping look. And we need to get back to that.
I want to know something. Wait a minute. So that's the female equivalent of Papa Pope's look.
Yes,
on Scandal.
And I thank my mama for that, because she kept me out of a lot of stuff with that look a whooping look.
I'm trying to remember, in popular culture, has there been an African American female character in popular culture, either movies or television, that as part of the character expressed that look?
Yes, I remember it from the 80s.
I'm trying to. I can't remember which. I don't think it was Good Times.
Huxtable.
Claire had that look.
She would look at Theo and all of them like that.
So Felicia Rashad playing Claire Huxtable had that, because I can't visualize the look. I'm not saying you're wrong, because the Cosby character, the dad Huxtable, always he tried to be stern and then kind of played it off with a laugh. And she was the one that could keep Cliff in line.
Yes, and she gave him the look.
That sounds like that's also the... Now, you know, behind closed doors, I bet you Michelle Obama got that look.
I've seen it on occasion.
You've seen it on occasion?
TV. Yes, sir.
You know, maybe when the president and the first lady retire in 2 years, and you know, and they got to go make a little money. Maybe Michelle Obama can do a video how to be a mom, and she can do that look.
I think she'll be quite successful in doing it.
Because I'm sure her mom, Ms. Robinson.
Oh, you know that.
Oh, I know she got the look.
Ask her brother, Craig. Yeah. I know he can tell you. Thanks so much, Davis.
All right, appreciate it. 239, the look, 239-1310. 239-1310's After News, Davis. Let me go to Hazel. Hi, Hazel.
Amos, I just wanted to say something about my mom.
Yeah.
She's gone. Dad died in 81. She died in 91.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for the foundation my mom laid.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing when she would come up here to see Dad. Dad came up here and worked and bought a house. Then they moved us up here 4 years later in 56.
Mm-hmm.
We never, ever broke the rule when she came up here to visit Dad. She had a lady to stay with us. But if we did, we got the worst whipping you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
But the foundation that they laid, and I don't know anything but church, and thank God for the base my parents laid for me.
Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, I got to ask you, did your mom have that look?
Yes, she did have that look. You were going to church down south, and, you know, she had you under control, and you wanted to sneak out maybe and think you were going to kind of cut your eyes somewhere.
Yeah.
You fool around and slip out of that church and let her look back and don't see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she had that look. She was for real, and she did not play. And my father, they just laid a foundation where we have high regard, seven of us. We have high regard for one another. And thank God for what we turned out to be, seven of us. And I love my mother the utmost.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, my sister. 239-1310. 239-1310's After News. Name is great discussion on what makes a good mom. What makes a mom successful? Let me go to John. Hi, John.
Hey, Amos.
Hi.
My mother had a look, but she also said in each of her kids that we were good. She went to everything she could go to.
Mm-hmm.
She worked.
Mm-hmm.
She made sure we were in church on Sunday without fail. Without fail. We went to church.
Mm.
Sometimes we'd be in church all day long, all night. She would drag, she'd drag you to church. You went up there, you sat up, you did not sleep. You were in good mood. She kept you in a good mood.
All right.
And she was a good friend also.
No, so now you say your mom was a friend, because we had others that have been saying that's one of the mistakes today of moms trying to be friends with their kid instead of being the mom.
No, she was a mom and a friend.
Mom and a friend. So mom came first. Friend didn't overpower the mom thing.
It sure didn't.
All right. Appreciate that. Let me go to Lena at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
My mom taught me to help others. We were poor because she was a presser and a dry cleaner.
Mm.
And we fed children from school and children in our neighborhood. And we fed those kids whenever they were hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that we didn't have much, but we were able to give them some food, a little fun, and some love.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught me to be a helper of others. And if she's listening, I'd like to tell her Happy Mother's Day, and I love her.
All right, appreciate that. 239-1310. 239-1310's After News. Name is, what makes a good mom? What makes a mom a successful mom? As we lead in to Mother's Day, we've had a great discussion, but we still got time to hear the best ideas and suggestions of all. That's the ones that come from you at 239-1310. It's After News with Amos after these. Back to the phones, and Thomas, hi there.
Hello, Amos.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
And we did have a mother. She's no longer with us, but there was 11 of us in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And if we went somewhere and we acted up, she would tell us, don't act a fool when you're over here. And if we did something, she wouldn't say anything to us, but she'd give us that look.
Yeah, that look.
Yep, and when we got home, she would say, you know, remember I told you? And you'd have to, she'd say, go get me a switch.
The old...
You have to go get your own switch to get a spanking with.
You know, maybe that's what today's moms need. Go to the store and get a mask that has the look on it.
Uh-huh.
And then you put the mask on. If the mom doesn't know how to do the look, you put the mask on. You have the Michelle Obama look, or the Felicia Rashad, Claire Huxtable look, or get contemporary with the Olivia Pope, Kerry Washington giving you the look.
Right.
That might work.
It will work. That work, that look will never go out of style. And another thing she told us, we always, when we met older people, older than we were, it was yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am.
Mm.
You didn't call them by name. Somebody asked you a question, you say yes, ma'am.
Right.
And somewhere else, you say no, ma'am, that kind of thing.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Terrence, hi there.
Yeah, how you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
My mother just knew what to do. She just knew exactly what to do in every aspect, from wherever we had to do going through school. I mean, all of that. Home is an incubator. She taught us how to be friends. She taught us how to love. She taught us how not to be fools. She taught us how to do everything. And even that whole, you know, learning how to ride a bike concept, mama stayed with you until you can pedal. And when she knew you can do it, she let you go. But then she started warning you about everything that was going on the streets, how to look for stuff, how to watch out for stuff, but how to protect yourself. Mama just knew what to do, and she had that look. I'd rather for them to call my mother if we got in trouble. I'd rather for them to call my father than to call my mother. I ain't kidding.
So she had that. Do you think your mom, where did she learn her momness from? Did she learn it from her mom?
She had to learn it from her mother and then all the experiences. My mother, she's cultivated. I mean, she just took all the good things that she knew would make her a healthy mother, and she poured it into her children. I mean, even to this day, I used to ask my mother, why do you vacuum behind the furniture? Why do you pull the cushions out of the couch? And she said, because I know it's dirty. So it's those things that she used to do that she knew would make her a good mother, mm-hmm. that would turn her kids out to be as good as they are today. Mama just knew what to do.
She just knew it.
She just knew what to do.
And had to look.
And, man, look here. And had to look. Shoot, I'm still scared.
Wait. You trying to tell me that look could have turned Mitt Romney around?
Look here. That look don't mess around. If I'm telling you. Amos, that look, I'm scared to talk about it. That look don't mess around. I don't want to be in sight of it. And if I know she's giving that look to somebody, I'm quiet. And I don't want it to happen to me.
I need to send a memo to TV One. Hey, TV One, you need a new hit show? The Look.
Hey, Felicia Rashad, she throw that eyebrow up and she throw that neck back and she wouldn't say nothing. They knew what was going on.
I appreciate it, my brother. Thank you. Let me go to Renee at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
I'm a mom myself, so I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all mothers, of course. But my mom had the look, but not only did she have it, she was mixed, and so she was brown skin with green eyes, and it made her look terrifying. Absolutely scary. And I used to be like, Mom, don't do that. Turn on the light. Don't even look at me in the dark like that, because you are scaring the mess out of me.
But Renee, I got to ask you, you're a mom, so do you have a look?
I have the look.
You got the look.
I have the look. And in addition to that, a caller earlier said something that his mom was a friend. I have that friendness, but I'm a mom first, and my daughter would tell me quick, Mama, you crazy. I won't act up because I know you crazy. And I'm like, but wait a minute. And when you need me, can you talk to me? And she's like, yeah, but I got to make sure you're in the right state of mind first. I got to make sure you're not mad at me before I talk to you. So you just have to still do it. And I learned it from my mom and my grandmother. Neither one of them plays. And I still do it with my kids, but it is, I would say it's much, much harder, even for us moms to have the look and try to do the right thing for our kids, because the other kids that they're going to school with are still rubbing off a little bit. So it makes our work much, much harder nowadays.
The look. Somebody just sent me a text message and said they need to teach the look. They need to teach that in school.
They do need to teach that. That would be absolutely amazing.
Because
if a teacher just stops and looks, whether it be with the eyebrow
right.
or the half cut, the eye, you ain't got to look full face, just half cut. And squint a little bit,
yeah.
You already know.
Yeah, and somebody said earlier, because I think I have seen Michelle Obama get close to that look a couple times in public. And I know.
You know what?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama looks like she can give a mean look off camera.
I'm not even gonna lie.
I would be terrified. She looks like she not gonna play. And she also has her mother there for backup.
I'm sure.
So I know she knows the look.
I'm sure when Lee Daniels does The Butler 2 and they cast Michelle Obama's role, they're going to have the look up in there.
Oh, yeah. You need to put a memo out. They definitely
got
to get the look in.
All right. I appreciate that, Renee. Thank you. But it's been a great, intense, informative time to talk about the role of mom. And what makes a good mom? What makes a mom successful? We'll do this again leading in to Father's Day. And that is going to be deep. And that's going into, and that's Friday the 13th too. I just looked at the calendar. Oh my goodness. So on behalf of all the moms, and mine's probably listening, thank you all. Thank you, Mom, for all that you did. Because I wouldn't be here if you weren't a good mom and a successful mom. So we thank you. We thank all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. On Monday, we'll talk about a historic structure that was a church for the black community down in West Baden, Indiana, down in Orange County. That is one of the endangered structures this year. We'll find out what is the situation, what can be done to save it. We'll also talk with Earl Phelan of the Phelan Academies, one of the newer charter schools here in town. On Tuesday, a major discussion of nursing homes and nursing home capacity. Do we have too much capacity or not enough for a growing senior citizen population in the state of Indiana and here in central Indiana? I'm Amos Brown. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. We'll see you Monday live at 1:00.